Etiquette of religion, good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion.
আলহামদুলিল্লাহ রাব্বিল আলামিন ওয়া সলাতু ওয়া সালামু আলা সাইয়্যিদিল আমবিয়া ওয়াল মুরসালিন আম্মা বা'দ ফাআউযু বিল্লাহি মিনাশ শাইতানির রাজীম বিসমিল্লাহির রহমানির রহিম সলাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া রাসূলুল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া আসহাবিকা ইয়া হাবিবাল্লাহ সলাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া নাবিয়াল্লাহ Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are here presenting a new program named Islamic Etiquette. Inshallah, in this program, we're going to hear about the actions which our religion Islam has ordered us. The religion Islam tells us the best principles to lead our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created humans and blessed them with intellect and conscience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made humans the best of all creations. He has granted them bounties which were not given to any other creations. Allah Almighty has stated the reason behind creating the human beings. It is said in the Holy Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and I have created jinn and human beings only for this, that they should worship me. It means that amongst the creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created humans and jinns only for his worship, in order to teach the ways and manners of living in the society. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent prophets alayhimu salatu wassalam. They came with the message of the religion from Allah Almighty. Alhamdulillah, our religion, Islam, is the best religion. Islam guides us in everything, in every walk of life. It teaches us the way to live. Today, inshallah, the topic of our program is rights. There are two types of rights. One is the right which Allah Almighty has made obligatory upon his bondsman for himself. For example, having faith in Allah Almighty, not associating anything with Him, etc. Secondly, there are rights of the people upon one another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described them as well. In today's program, we're going to hear the excellence about the rights. But before listening to this, let's listen to the blessing of reciting durood upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the final Prophet of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, Ya ayyuhan nasu, inna anjaakum yawma al-qiyamati min ahwaliha wa mawatiniha aktharukum alayya salatan fi dar al-dunya. Meaning, O people, indeed, the one who will quickly get salvation from the dangers and the accountability on Judgment Day will be the person who will recite salat upon me in abundance amongst you in the world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to recite durood in abundance upon the final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatumul Aliya has given us a pious deed booklet in which there's a question: did you read durood 313 times upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Now this pious deed booklet serves as a reminder of reciting durood upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the scholars have said that reciting durood upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam 313 times a day, it's considered reciting durood in abundance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to recite at least 313 times durood pak upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, about the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rights of the people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the Holy Quran. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and worship Allah and associate no one with Him, and be good to parents and relatives and orphans and the needy and the near neighbor and the distant neighbor and the close companion and the traveler and your male and female slaves. Indeed, Allah does not like the arrogant, the boastful. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in this verse, the rights of Allah Almighty and people both have been taught. The rights of Allah Almighty upon people is that they should worship only Him, and all the ways of worship should be made exclusive for Him alone. In other words, bodily, monetary, through the heart, apparent, hidden, every type of worship should be exclusive only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and no one should be associated with Him in any sort of worship at all. Basic principles in the rights of people is that we have to avoid hurting others and provide them with facilities and comfort. Do not hurt anybody through your tongue and hands. Avoid harsh speech and bad assumptions. Do not reveal anyone's flaws. Do not accuse anyone. Avoid speaking harshly. Speak gently. Spread smiles. Prefer to others what you prefer for yourself. Safeguard others from your mischief and cause goodness to them. Then the rights of people have been categorized based on precedence. Each category has its details. For example, the rights of parents comes first and the rights of stranger come last. In the verse that we've just heard, the rights of many people were stated, including parents, relatives, orphans, near and distant neighbors, those who sit with us, travelers, strangers, one's own servants, etc. When talking about rights of parents, we should be treating parents with goodness. Treating parents with goodness is that a person should respect and obey his parents. He should avoid disobeying them. He should remain ready to serve them at all times and should try to spend on them as much as possible. He should not reduce their expenses. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said thrice, meaning three times, "May his nose soil with dust." Someone asked, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who?" He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, "The one who found his parents or one of them in their old age and did not enter paradise." Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, talking about the rights of relatives, we should also treat our relative with goodness. Treating the relative with goodness means that a person should maintain ties of kinship with them and avoid severing the ties. So then Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "The one who loves to increase his sustenance and have a long life should treat his relatives well." Sayyidina Jubair ibn Mut'im radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that the one who severs the ties of kinship will not enter paradise. When describing the meaning of maintaining the ties of kinship, Maulana Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, "Maintaining the ties of kinship mean to join the relation. In other words, doing good to relatives and treating them well." The entire Ummah is agreed on the opinion that maintaining the ties of kinship is wajib and severing the ties is haram. We should also treat the poor and orphans with goodness. Treating an orphan with goodness means that one should bring them up and treat them gently and caress their heads with affection. Sayyidina Sahal ibn Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "The person who provides for an orphan, him and I will be like this in paradise." The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gestured through his forefinger and middle finger and left a very little distance between the two fingers. And treating the destitute with goodness, and treating the poor and destitute with goodness means that he should help them and should not let them go back empty-handed. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "The one who helps and looks after a widow and a destitute person is like the one who fights in the way of the Lord Azza wa Jal." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should also treat our neighbors with kindness and goodness. A near neighbor means the one whose house is adjacent to her house. A distant neighbor means the one who lives in the neighborhood, but his house is not adjacent to her house. Or the one who is our neighbor as well as our relative is a near neighbor, and the one who is only a neighbor and is not a relative is a distant neighbor. The one who is our neighbor as well as a Muslim is a near neighbor, and the one who is only a neighbor and is not a Muslim is a distant neighbor. Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Jibreel alayhi salam continuously advised me regarding the rights of neighbor till I thought that he would make the neighbors an inheritor. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should also treat our companions with goodness. It means the wife or the one who remains in our company. For example, a travel companion, a classmate, or the one who sits by us in the gathering or masjid. We have been commanded to treat the one with goodness who sits with us even for a single moment. We should also treat travelers with goodness. It includes guests as well. The need of a traveler should be fulfilled. If he inquires about the way, he should be guided and served wholeheartedly. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, the person who believes in Allah Almighty in Judgment Day should respect a guest, i.e. he should honor him and entertain him. Remember, it is said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَا كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا. Translation, indeed, Allah does not like the arrogant, the boastful. Considering someone inferior to oneself and not accepting the right thing is arrogance. This is an extremely condemned attribute and a major sin. It is mentioned in a hadith, on the Day of Judgment, the arrogant will be resurrected in human form like ants. They will be humiliated everywhere. They will be driven to the prison of hell named Bulas, and a huge fire will entangle them and dominate them. They will be made to drink Tinatul Khabbal, in other words, the pus of the dwellers of hell. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the verse that we heard in the beginning of the program, in this verse, all the rights were stated that a person should worship Allah Almighty and should not associate anyone with him, should treat people with goodness, treat parents well and honor them. Similarly, where the order of helping and supporting the destitute and orphan was mentioned, it was also mentioned that Allah does not like the arrogant. Arrogant means that if a person considers someone inferior to himself and does not accept even the right thing because of his stubbornness. Unfortunately, this evil is very common in our society. The one who has wealth considers the poor to be inferior and does not give them importance and gets involved in arrogance. Such people should read this point in this verse again and again, that an arrogant person is disliked in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should think about this verse from two more aspects. First, how beautiful and comprehensive are teachings of Islam, and how important are the rights of people in Islam. Secondly, to what extent do we act upon the commandments which are given in this verse? What is our position regarding the fulfillment of the rights of worship for Allah Almighty? What is our position, what is our condition regarding the fulfillment of the rights of people and being a Muslim? What should our life be like? In many places in Ahadith, the importance of the rights of people is stated. Let's listen to the saying of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Our last Prophet, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has stated, a Muslim is another Muslim's brother. He should neither oppress him nor consider him inferior. Taqwa is here. He pointed to the chest thrice and said, for a person, this evil is enough that he considers his Muslim brother inferior. Everything of a Muslim is haram upon another Muslim, his blood, his wealth, and honor. The one who oppressed his brother in any way must apologize to him before the judgment day occurs, because there will neither be dinars nor dirhams. If he has some good deeds, they will be taken from him equal to his right and given to him. Otherwise, the oppressor will be burdened with the sins of the oppressed one. There are three registers. In one register, Allah Almighty will not forgive anything. In about one register, Allah Almighty does not care at all And in one register, Allah Almighty will not excuse anything. The register which contains no room for forgiveness is disbelief, that it will not be forgiven in any way. And the register which Allah Almighty does not care about is the sin of the person. In other words, a matter between a bondsman and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, he missed a fast for a day or missed salah. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, He will forgive him and excuse him. And the register in which Allah Almighty will not excuse anything is the oppression of His bondsmen to one another, that they must be given its revenge. Allahu Akbar. Fulfill the rights of people until the revenge of a hornless goat will be taken on a horned one. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we've just heard the hadith. The last hadith means that if you do not fulfill the rights of the people in the world, then we will fulfill them on Judgment Day in any way, through our wealth in the world or through our deeds in the hereafter. Hence, it is better to fulfill them in the world, otherwise we will have to regret it. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala states, though animals are not obligated to follow Shari'i rulings, but even animals will have to fulfill the rights of people. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is astonishing that Allah fearing and His pious bondsmen are so careful even about the minor rights of people. Hence, it is narrated that someone gave Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mubarak radiyallahu ta'ala anhu a letter to deliver it to someone while he was setting out for a journey. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, I have rented a camel, hence I have to seek permission from the camel owner because I have shown him all my luggage and this letter is additional. I have not sought permission from the camel owner to take this letter with me. How great was the passion of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mubarak radiyallahu ta'ala anhu for the fulfillment of the right of a person. He had the mindset to seek permission to load even the lightest weight of the paper after showing all his luggage to the camel owner so that the owner's right would not be violated. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in many places of the Holy Quran and Hadith, the importance of the rights of people and the order of fulfilling them are mentioned. Also, in the lives of pious predecessors, there are many such incidents from which we learn how greatly the pious bondsmen of Allah Almighty would care about the rights of people. In present age, everyone wants his rights to be fulfilled, but no one cares about fulfilling the rights of others. Disrespecting and dishonoring others has spread in today's age. Hurting others, bad biting, ill suspicion, etc. All this is a violation of rights of people. But in today's age, people backbite others and have bad assumption about them, but they do not even realize it. I wish we would try to fulfill the rights of people and would become successful in avoiding sins like violating the rights of people and having bad assumptions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to fulfill the rights of people and act upon the rulings of Sharia. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyin Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Etiquette of religion, good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion.